Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. There's a non-binding motion, as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, that's going to be held in Parliament tomorrow, brought forward by the NDP. And it calls on the federal government to, quote, suspend all trade in military goods and technology with Israel. Also, to officially recognize the state of Palestine. Now, the motion asks as well for an immediate ceasefire and the release of Israeli hostages by Hamas. The resolution does exist Israel's right to exist and advocates for a two-state solution to the current reality. Just think about a few months ago, October the 7th. Anyway, we'll find out how our parliamentarians will vote. Dr. Avi Ben-Lolo joins us, founding chairman and CEO of the Abraham Global Peace Initiative. He is described as Canada's most prominent experts in Holocaust studies. Avi, what does this speak of to you?
Good afternoon, Roy. Thank you very much for having me, firstly, on the show. Firstly, I have to say, the resolution touches on some positive points, such as the release of the hostages, the Israeli hostages that are being held by Hamas, brutally held by Hamas. And of course, it denounces Hamas. So they got those parts right. But look, the Palestinians are not ready for a state. I mean, that is clear. You've got Mahmoud Abbas, who is corrupt, who was elected initially democratically, but has held on to office for 18 years. And what does that mean? I mean, basically, he's a tyrannical leader. He's, someone who has mismanaged the Palestinian Authority. So to call for a two-state solution is ridiculous. It's actually silly, dealing with a corrupt leader who is unelected, essentially, and of course, has put his people in complete and utter disarray, has not been able to bridge the gap between Gaza and the West Bank, has not been able to take control over Hamas. So to allude and to call for a two-state solution is really an unsophisticated thing to do. And it's shocking, of course, that our own parliament would even contemplate that.
What do you expect from our federal politicians when they vote tomorrow?
What do I expect? It's probably more of a hope. I mean, look, we've got the Conservative Party that's been, standing by Israel relentlessly, and that's a positive. Unfortunately, we have our Prime Minister who has waffled back and forth between, supporting the Palestinians and, alluding to, he's not obviously supporting Hamas, but, sometimes it feels that way to the public, not sufficiently denouncing Hamas, not sufficiently siding with the Jewish community that is facing anti-Semitism relentlessly from the Palestinian community. And unfortunately, you've got the NDP that has put forward this motion, and the NDP has been, I have to say, radically opposed to Israel, and questionably supporting the Palestinians and the Palestinian Authority, and it's shocking considering what took place on October the 7th, as if it never happened. You are dealing with the most evil terrorist group in recent history. This terrorist group, for your listeners who may just be new to this, okay, on October the 7th, not only murdered, mutilated children, beheaded them, and families who were huddling together, embraced together, murdered them, but raped women. And everyone who is forward thinking, who calls themselves, human rights, thinker and progressive, etc., should be shocked and should not in any way, shape or form allow or want to allow such a group to possibly exist. The problem is that when you have, our own political parties who are, calling for a two-state solution and are calling for a ceasefire, there cannot be a ceasefire until such time as this group is completely eradicated.
Avi, sorry to interrupt you, but my guess is that most of these people in Parliament who are calling for a two-state solution have no idea what it's about.
Well, that's exactly correct. That's what I'm alluding to. They actually don't understand the sophistication and the problem of the who we're dealing with. They don't understand. They see it from a Western lens. You know, they see the deaths that are happening and the crisis that is happening, and everybody's sympathetic to that, but they don't understand that Hamas is using their own people as human shields, and that every death for Hamas is actually a positive thing. They want this public sympathy. So, you know, they're actually following and towing the Hamas line when they call for a ceasefire. That's what Hamas wants. Anyone who wants a ceasefire is supporting Hamas.
Yeah, you know, I'm not just paying lip service here. I think most of us feel this way. We don't ever like to see civilians in the kind of distress that we've seen Palestinian civilians experience over the last months. It's heartbreaking to see. But when we're looking at our Canadian Parliament, we have about a minute here. Avi, start to wonder out who's going to vote how. The NDP, they'll probably go with the motion. The Liberals, who knows? That party's in flux as far as whom they support in this particular situation is concerned. The Bloc often is anti-Israel. So this thing could go anyway, either way.
Yeah, it actually can go either way. And if it goes, towards the NDP method, it'll be consequential in terms of...
Yes, it will.
It will be, and it'll go down in the history books. You know, we often look at history and we look at where Canada stood on various points. We look at, for example, the St. Louis, that, you know, the boat that sailed to Canada in 1939 was turned away, and then Canada apologized just recently. This is the kind of consequential thing that we're going to be looking at historically. And Canada should really look at it carefully. The politicians should look at it carefully and reassess where they stand, if they stand on the side of Hamas. That's a problem.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.